here's a story from The World.
Let's get an update on the pandemic. As the coronavirus continues to spread, more and more communities across the globe are imposing tougher restrictions. There's also an alternate proposal gaining some traction. Just let the virus spread and let a population build up herd immunity. This week, leading public health experts from around the globe pushed back. They warn that the idea is extremely dangerous. The World's Alana Gordon has more.
Earlier this month, as fall leaves began turning yellow and red, three scientists met in an old mansion in the woods in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. They recorded an interview and discussion.
So there's a lot packed into that.
I threw a lot there.
Where do you start?
At the headquarters of the libertarian think tank, the American Institute for Economic Research.
For the short term, my major concern is the pandemic and all the collateral damage.
Martin Kulldorff from Harvard Medical School was one of those scientists. His two colleagues were from Oxford in the UK and Stanford. Out of their visit came a document, a declaration, asking policymakers around the globe to take a controversial approach to the pandemic. Kulldorff and the others want to end pandemic restrictions, even crowd limits, and reopen all businesses and restaurants, regardless of rising infections. He says the current situation is putting too many lives on hold and worsening too many other problems.
Children should be able to go to school because they are at minimal risk, and young adults have very low risk, so we should let them live their lives normally.
As for people who are most at risk for getting really sick from COVID-19, like those who are older or who have chronic health conditions,
we have to do a much, much better job protecting them and helping them protect themselves.
Kulldorff says if high-risk groups can be protected, while lower-risk people get infected, recover, and in theory develop a natural immunity, the virus won't be able to spread much in the future. Many have called this strategy herd immunity. It may seem alluring months into a pandemic that has turned the world upside down. But Bill Hanich says the proposal is dangerous.
I think it's truly incredibly problematic.
Hanich is another public health researcher at Harvard. He says it's near impossible to isolate higher risk people from everyone else.
The metaphor that I use is it's akin to a wildfire sweeping down a valley, and you decide to take all of your antiques and put them in a house and just encourage the wildfire outside in the valley so it burns quickly through, and then you can come out, and that you're just going to stand inside with a bucket of water, splashing it onto any sparks that manage to get in. It's not sustainable.
Many global health leaders agree. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, director of the World Health Organization, called the herd immunity strategy straight up unethical.
Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it.
Upwards of 90% of the world population is still susceptible to COVID-19. He says the way to protect people is with effective vaccinations, not naturally exposing them to diseases.
Never in the history of public health has herd immunity been used as a strategy for responding to an outbreak, let alone a pandemic.
But as the number of infections and deaths climb, the Great Barrington Declaration is gaining more fuel too. Kulldorff says thousands of scientists worldwide have signed on, and it's not just scientists that are on board. Kulldorff and his colleagues recently met with U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
We had a very good discussion. Secretary Azar asked a number of questions.
Azar said their proposal reinforces President Trump's own coronavirus strategy. Now a growing chorus of public health scientists is pushing back. This week, dozens from around the globe published a response in the medical journal The Lancet.
I'm a co-signer and author of what we're calling the John Snow Memorandum.
Emma Hadcroft is an epidemiologist at the University of Basel. Hadcroft says there's an important reason they named their document after Snow, a 19th century English doctor who famously identified the source of a mysterious, deadly cholera outbreak in London. He traced it to a water pump, and the realization helped transform water systems and public health worldwide.
For me, the big connection is the importance of using what we know about epidemiology and what we've learned about disease spread to make sure that we take the most appropriate actions in the current pandemic.
Hadcroft says there's too many unknowns about this virus called SARS-CoV-2 to just let it spread, like how long immunity lasts from a natural infection.
And certainly when it comes to seasonal coronaviruses that have been circulating in humans for many years, you can catch these many times in your life, and you do. It's probable that later infections might not be as severe, but we don't know this kind of information about SARS-CoV-2, so it's really risky to decide that that's our strategy when we don't even know it would work.
It's also unclear how COVID-19 impacts some young people, Already, serious complications and deaths have been documented. Early on in the pandemic, this idea of herd immunity came up in Europe. The proposal faced a major backlash in the UK, and leaders dropped it as the outbreak surged out of control. Hadcroft says months later, as this idea gains new ground again, a false dichotomy is being presented, that there have to be full lockdowns or no restrictions at all to end the pandemic.
I do think it's a kind of middle ground that shows that you don't have to lock everyone away in order to eventually get the virus under control, with more targeted restrictions, with more clarity on how this virus spreads, and with really effective test and trace teams, we can reopen society to a large degree and keep the number of cases low.
She says with these measured approaches, and hopefully an effective vaccine that provides long-term immunity, the world could finally reach that level of truly protecting everyone. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.